3P Success Sessions Podcast, Episode 18. Have you ever started a diet and then fallen off track 2 days later? What about starting an exercise program and quitting after 4 days? What about a work project? You have a deadline to hit, but you're totally unmotivated and you just don't want to do the work. Let's take it a step further. You're the boss and you can do just what you want when you want. Okay, there's no question there, but the missing factor in all of these examples is the same. Accountability. Where is it? What are you accountable to? Who are you accountable to? Should leaders be accountable? I'm Robert Kennedy III, RK3. That's me. And welcome to the 3P Success Sessions Podcast. This is the show where we invite business owners, business managers and executives, aspiring leaders, people like you, and maybe like me to set their sails, lead with purpose, and perform with power every day of their lives. Today's episode is called Leadership Accountability.
Purpose, power, profit. It's time for another 3P Success Session with your host, Robert Kennedy III, RK3. Are you ready? It's time.
It's resource time, and speaking of resources, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Training Pros. Training Pros is a staffing resource company that provides learning and development experts to Fortune 100 companies, government agencies, and large nonprofits. They specialize in placing instructional designers, developers, instructors, trainers, and facilitators, experts in many topics like change management, organizational development, and my favorite, leadership development. Training Pros isn't just your typical staffing firm. They feature relationship managers that have years of learning and development experience themselves, who are well connected in your market, making it easy, fast, and accurate for you to get the right fit for your project. Get more information online at www.training-pros.com. In addition to our sponsor, we always share a new resource, and here is today's resource. Sometimes you've got things that you're doing and you need advice. It may be in your business or in your personal life, but sometimes you feel like you need an advisory board. You don't want to be lectured to, yada, yada, yada. You just want some quick experiences and some quick ideas on how to proceed. Well, I want you to check out Audvisor, AUDVISOR. It's an app that you can download and check out topics that matter to you. Innovation, leadership, marketing, career, advancement, etc. Top advisors and experts like Seth Godin, Sally Hogshead, Tom Peters, Chris Brogan, Chris Edmonds, David Newman, Guy Kawasaki, Michael Port, Pamela Slim, Ted Rubin, Zella King, just to name a few. They all share 2 to 3 minute snippets, little snack-sized bites of advice that you can use to turbocharge your day. Really, it's neat, it's quick. Get it and grow. That's Audvisor, AUDVISOR. If you've got a smartphone, download it. I've got an iPhone, so I've downloaded it from iTunes. Get it and grow. Now, as we started last time, we answer your questions on the podcast. If you want to submit a question, we ask you to go over to www.robertkennedy3.com/podcast questions, and I'll get those questions personally. I love your questions. They excite me. And I want to answer them. So let's get them in. So today's question is from Eric Hogan in Missouri. And his question is, as a small business owner, I'm constantly getting caught up in being busy, but not seeing the results. How do I make the switch to seeing results, but having more time for my family? Well, the easy answer to that is very intentionally. Very intentionally. I mean, you've got to determine what your MIT is, what your most important thing is. If that is your family, then you create some structures to make them important. You got to put on your calendar their soccer games, their baseball games, their football games, their basketball games, whatever it is, their gymnastics meets, whatever it is, you've got to get that into your calendar. After that is in your calendar, then everything else comes next. What are the things that you do that provide results? Is sending emails providing you results? Is calling people providing you results? Is spending time surfing social media providing you results? What are the things that you're doing What are the things that you're doing 20% of the time that are providing you 80% of your results? You've got to take inventory. You've got to figure out what are the things that you absolutely need to do that are going to get you the results that you need. And if you come up with this big list, you take inventory and you come up with this big list, you might want to just figure out what things you absolutely have to do and what things you need help with. You might need to get an assistant. If you're not big enough yet to hire an assistant, then you might need to get a virtual assistant. A lot of places that you can get those. You can even get virtual assistants now on Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. So you might want to just take inventory of where you are, what you absolutely need to do in order to get the results that you desire. But again, number one result, if family is what it is for you, then you need to figure out how to make them number one. All right. Hope that's helpful, Eric. Thank you so much. If you've got other questions that you'd love to hear answered on the podcast, again, please go to robertkennedy3.com/podcast questions, and I will get the questions that you have. All right. It's time for the podcast. The name of my guest today is Liz Weber. They call her the Dragon Lady, and she likes it. Wow. She's big on accountability, and that's the basis of her business. That's how she works with corporations. Not only does she like the Dragon Lady moniker, corporations love her for being the Dragon Lady. So let's learn a little bit more about Liz and her ideas on leadership accountability. Let's talk to Liz.
All right, Liz, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm thrilled about having you. I've got some really interesting questions that I want to ask. I mean, just going to your website alone, WBSLLC.com, started to pique some things in my brain. So, I haven't even given you a chance to talk yet. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Robert?
Good. Amazing. Can't complain. Now, listen, you work with leaders. You work with organizational leaders, and you use a model. People, if they go to your website, they'll see EASY, E-A-S-Y. There's this model there. Tell me a little bit about that, the EASY model.
Sure. It's an acronym that we use, Leadership Made Easy. We've trademarked our leadership training program with that, in that the work that I do with organizational leaders, whether it's business owners, Robert, or they might be government executives or association executives or boards of directors, working with people and leading organizations is tough. So we want to simplify things as much as we can. So this EASY acronym stands for E is expectations, A is accountability, S stands for simple systems, and Y stands for you as the leader doing the job your team needs you to do. And it's a very simple premise, but in the work that we've done with various organizations over the past 23 years, and I'm sure you've seen this too, quite often, a lot of the confusion that comes into the workplace is a result of people not being clear in their expectations of their team members, the goals, what they want their outcomes to be, or even their expectations of themselves. So the whole model, EASY, really helps leaders hone in on how to get much more clear in their expectations of their business, where they want to take it, of themselves as leaders and their role, but also, in particular, how to clarify expectations for their team members so their team members know what's expected of them and what they're going to be held accountable to. So it's just a way to really help people focus and get real clear and then be able to communicate that in a way that other people understand and then can help them move the organization forward.
That's great. So let's focus in on the A in EASY for just a moment. So the first thing I want to ask here is, you are listed on your website as the Dragon Lady of Leadership Accountability.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you're embracing it. I don't know about many people that embrace the name Dragon Lady. Tell me, where did that come from, and why do you love that?
Well, I tell you what, I didn't use it for a number of years, and then my team really kind of talked me into it, and it has become one of the best things I've done, because as you just said, some people would not embrace the name Dragon Lady. But what has happened for me, and I use it intentionally as an introductory tool when I'm talking with a prospective client, because just as you alluded to, Robert, My role when I'm working with business leaders, business owners, executives, C-suite execs, board of directors, they want me to be real blunt, real straightforward, and tell them the truth. They don't have time to tiptoe around ideas and theories.
Right.
They want me to tell them what I see, my suggested solution, and how to help move them forward. So if I'm talking with a prospective client and I say, look, Robert, I need you to understand how I'm going to work with you. Let me be clear. My nickname is the Dragon Lady of Leadership Accountability. And if you go, ooh, and if that name is something that's going to cause you to step and go, wow, that might be politically incorrect. She sounds kind of rough. That sounds kind of mean. This is going to be very stereotypical, I know. But for me, that gives me an indication that you and I are probably not going to be a right fit. Because if simply that name causes you to be nervous, you're not going to be the type of client that I'm going to resonate with, because quite often when we're talking about strategic planning, and as part of that process, you and your leadership team have identified that in the next 4 years, in order for you to take your company to where you want it to be, you might have to get rid of an entire department and move people into different positions. And that's a tough decision you have to make. So
right.
if just being nervous about a name like the Dragon Lady makes you nervous, you're not going to be able to make those more difficult decisions when your business says it's time to make them. And
right.
and in the years I've been in business, the clients that are successful are the ones that know there are really tough decisions you have to make, but ultimately if it's the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do. And those that don't make the tough decisions when they should struggle or go out of business, because they
right.
tend to retain people that they shouldn't keep on staff, or they tend to hold on to products and services that have long outlived their useful life and are no longer providing any return on investment, and so they don't act. So the whole Dragon Lady name is a very quick filtering tool for me.
Awesome. So that name alone, though, it comes across as somebody that is not only confident, but tough. And so obviously you're a woman and you wrote this book called Don't Let Them Treat You Like a Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that idea of a tough lady play with the organizations that you interact with?
That's a great question. First off, Don't Let Them Treat You Like a Girl was advice my dad gave me when I was 24 and I was going out to buy my first car by myself. And it's not male bashing, it's not anything about being a feminist or anything like that at all. That information, that advice from my dad, his intent was, Liz, when you go to the car dealership, it's your job to be an informed consumer and to negotiate a good deal on your behalf. It's the sales rep's job to make a fair profit for the car dealership. It's not the sales rep's job to give you a good deal. So you need to go into that business interaction well prepared to do your job and know that they're going to be doing theirs as well. So the whole premise of that Don't Let Them Treat You Like a Girl book is, in the workplace, don't expect someone else to make your career for you. There are things you need to do yourself, whether you're a man or a woman, to move your career forward. And that book in particular points out a number of things that women and men do in the workplace that cause mm-hmm. others to doubt their capabilities. So how that ties in with being a strong, confident woman is, when my clients hire me to be a strategic business consultant to them, they expect someone who's going to be fairly confident and strong. And so I've got to be that persona of a person who has 23 years of experience in a number of different industries that I can come in and I can be a solid partner and advisor to them and tell them when they're messing up. Because when they hear Dragon Lady of Leadership Accountability, they know I'm not going to become, you know, their best friend. That's not why they're hiring me. Quite often they're hiring me, Robert, because they want someone to tell them when they are messing up, because
right.
they're not perfect and they know it. But quite often, you know, when you're working for a company and you've got people around you see what you're messing up on, but quite often they're afraid to tell you because for whatever reason they're afraid they're going to lose their job. Well, when my clients hire me as a consultant, they want me to tell them things that they're messing up on that other people haven't told them yet or other people aren't seeing, because
right.
they genuinely want to become better leaders and they want to have a better company and they want to have a better leadership team. So
right.
the whole idea about being a strong woman is, yeah, I'm blessed that I believe I am. My clients hire me for that. But more importantly, they hire me to be a strong partner and advisor to them in the project that they're helping me or that they're asking me to help them move forward.
Right. So you people hire you because they have reached a place where they want that accountability. They want somebody to tell them, hey, look, this is what I see and this is what you need to do. And that almost sounds like a part of a seven-step process. You know, when people have to go through grief and all sorts of things, one of the stages is admitting that you've got a problem. So
right.
there are sometimes companies that have leaders that are trying to hold their people accountable, but they themselves aren't doing maybe what they need to do. And they maybe haven't reached the stage where they know and recognize that they need to work with somebody like you. How does somebody who is in that organization get a leader to move in that direction?
Well, you're absolutely right in that. I typically work with leaders that realize they need to be accountable, because how they see it is they're not as far as what you just described. They're not fully admitting that they're not holding themselves accountable. What they see typically when clients reach out to me is my team is a problem. My team
mm-hmm.
isn't the type of leaders I need them to be. And I've taken them as far as I can take them with my skill sets. I need you to help me take them to the next level. I've kind of plateaued out on my capabilities. That's
okay.
typically how the need comes across to me. But in talking with them and saying, okay, that's completely understandable. Now, I need you, Robert, to understand, as the leader of this organization with this management team that isn't doing everything you believe they could or should be doing, there are things that you're going to need to do differently now to help move this whole organization forward. So we come at it somewhat like that, in that we help them understand they're a part of the whole team, and yeah, they want their team to get better, but in order for their team to get better, they need to get better first.
Awesome.
And when we have that realization, a lot of really amazing things can happen.
So you work mainly with large organizations, and there are a lot of small businesses and startups, people that are still in the idea stage. And I've got this thing where with some of the people that I work with, where I tell them, you know, not to think of themselves as just small businesses or small business owners, but rather small business leaders. How do you suggest people go from small business owner to business leader?
You mean changing their mentality, changing the way they think?
Yes.
Yeah. I had this experience with one of my clients, which is a smaller client. And what I tell my small business clients is, number one, you need to be clear on, are you building a lifestyle or are you building a business? Because if you can do either one. I mean, if you just simply want to build a lifestyle, you know, create this business that generates enough income for you so that you can live the way you'd like to live right now with your family, and you can put enough money away that when it's time for you to choose to retire, whether you choose to close your business down or whatever, you have enough money to retire on. And that's great. That's a lifestyle. But if you want to create a business that can survive without you physically being there, if you want to go on vacation, or if you ultimately someday want to hand it off to your son or daughter, or if you want to sell it to somebody else, and you want that income from that sale to provide a good source of profit and possibly retirement funds for you, then you need to create a business that has standalone systems, processes, procedures, and a team in place and a business infrastructure in place that is not dependent upon you to be there in order to run it. And that takes a different mindset and a different set of skills, because quite often what I've seen in the past when I've worked with small business clients is you have a business owner who has technically created this business because he or she is good at something, whether it's, you know, being a mechanic or being a physician or whatever. They have the technical skills to do the services or make the widgets that the company offers. But when it comes time to create a business that requires leadership skills, that's a different skill set, and it's a different way of thinking. So the first thing that I tell my small business clients when I work with them is, you got to get clear. Do you want a lifestyle or a business? And if you want a business, then you have to change the way you act and think about it, in that you have to realize, what do I need to put in place here, and what do I need to backfill to create the skill sets within the team I have, to provide them with the systems and the policies and the procedures and the support when I'm not here, to allow them to do the jobs I need them to do to continue to move this company forward. And once I do that, then I have a business that I don't physically have to be at every day. And that's when I have a viable business that becomes much more valuable to a potential purchaser down the line. Because now this purchaser is buying a standalone company. They're not buying things that are stuck in my mind. And then the value of the company dramatically increases.
So you deal with, again, accountability a lot, leadership accountability. What is the one piece of advice you find yourself giving most often?
Accountability does not mean you are mean. Accountability and holding people accountable is one of the nicest things you can do for your team members.
Wow.
It's stop thinking that accountability is being mean. And let me explain why. I think that one of the meanest things a manager or a business owner can do is not let an employee know early on when he or she is starting to veer off track, and just thinking, you know what, it's not that big of a deal, I'm not going to say anything. And then your employee continues to veer off track or continues to behave in a way that is not productive, is counterproductive, is disruptive, or whatever. And your frustration grows and grows and grows and grows. And you start treating that employee with frustration, with hostility, with anger. And the employee has no idea why, because you haven't told them. Until finally the employee is so far off track that your emotions got out of control and you fire that person and you get rid of them. And all it took, all it would have taken, is for you to early on say, hey, Liz, let's talk in my office for a while. I want you to become aware of something that you might not even be aware of. And you clue the team members in early on that they're starting to veer off track. And then, as I say, that's when you give your employees a choice to make a change. And if they don't change, that was their choice. And then you are in a better position to move them out of your company. But it's terribly mean not to even make them aware that they're veering off track, so they can make that change if they choose. So it's the whole idea of accountability is, don't think it's being mean. It's actually being fair, and it's being really honest and being really transparent. And I say it's treating your adult employees with respect. Let them make a choice on how they want to behave. And if they choose to stay with your company, wonderful. Then they know what the expectations are of how to behave to continue to earn that paycheck from you. And if they don't like those expectations, fine. Then they're just going to choose to work someplace else. It doesn't have to become nasty. It becomes very clear, very transparent, very honest.
Wow, really good stuff. So you get hired by companies to come in and share things like this, but you also have some resources that I asked you about earlier, an online training program and something that you just released on Amazon. Tell me about both of those.
Yeah, we've got a couple things. Well, last fall what we did is we released online what we call our Leadership Made Easy Resource Center, and that's a compilation of both online training. We've got 9 different training modules available online through our membership there, as well as an entire resource library, which has over 300 sample strategic plans, performance review forms, systems, processes, procedures, things like that, to help create a business infrastructure for an organization that does, in fact, want to create a business versus a lifestyle. So we have that whole resource center available through our website and through a membership. But then actually what was just released yesterday on Amazon are 4 new ebooks that we put out. And they're part of a series that's called What You Need to Stop So You Can Get the Results You Want. And the first book is What Business Owners Need to Stop Doing. The second book is What Managers Need to Stop Doing. The third book is What Human Resources Professionals Need to Stop Doing. And the fourth book is What Women in Leadership Need to Stop Doing. And each book is an e-book, so it's shorter, but each book has 10 chapters that have 10 tips on things that those respective different individuals in positions within an organization need to stop doing so that they are more effective in their positions within the organization and moving the organization forward. So we're real excited about all those.
Great, perfect. So if an organization, people want to hire you, if they want to find out more about you, where can they go?
They can simply go to my website, which is www.wbasinboysasinsamllc.com.
Wow, there's gold in them thar hills. Liz, thank you so much for that information. That was amazing. I love that interview today. I hope you guys were listening and taking notes and taking time to listen to the importance of accountability. As you grow, this is one of the ways to keep your integrity intact, to keep yourself on track, and to really show others the way. So I just want to thank Liz again for her time with me. We share resources here with you on the show, so I want to remind you about Audvisor, AUDVISOR. Get your board of advisors in your pocket. Download Audvisor and up your leadership game. I also want to remind you about today's sponsor, Training Pros. If you're looking for top-notch training talent, learning and development success, visit training-pros.com to get connected with a Training Pros relationship manager in your market. That's what we've got today. I want to be able to connect with you a bit more, so join the conversation with me on my site, robertkennedy3.com. That's robertkennedy3.com. I'm on Twitter as well as robertkennedy3, and feel free to connect on Facebook as well. On Facebook, I also want to invite you to join me in the Personal Power community there. We have inspiration and training calls every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. For leaders, emerging leaders, business owners who want to become business leaders, people just like you, go to robertkennedy3.com/personalpowercommunity. I'll see you there. Share the podcast. If you believe this information is valuable, serve someone by sharing it with them. Subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Be sure to leave a review, because more reviews, guys, means more exposure, more ears, and more people that can get the help they need in order to lead with purpose and perform with power. Thanks so much for listening today. We've had a blast. See you next time. I'm RK3. That's me. And I'm out.